Is he wearing the ascot?
Yes.
Is that in support of Roland Martin? Because I like it. It's nice.
Who the hell is Roland Martin?
You gotta be kidding me.
From our Washington, D.C. studios. Roland Martin, good morning.
My people, good morning, good morning. Hope you're having a great, great day. Looking forward to the weekend, University of Louisville. I will see you guys tonight, 7 p.m. Looking forward to talking about all kind of stuff. So looking forward to it. Sybil, we got another hot Washington watch this time. I'm going to throw this one out at you. Okay. All, you know, they got the whole equality movement with same-sex marriage.
Uh-huh.
Black LGBT folks are saying, what about the racial inequality within the LGBT movement?
Oof.
Oh, now we got it.
Sunday morning?
Sunday, 11 a.m. on Washington Watch. Got a little something for you. All right. So this week, you know, folks have been talking about sequestration. They've been talking about drones and all this sort of stuff. But something happened, man, a couple of days ago. Attorney General Eric Holder was testifying before Capitol Hill. And he said that essentially, well, actually, this is what he said, quote, I'm concerned that the size of some of these institutions, these banks, become so large that it does become difficult for us to prosecute them when we are hit with indications that if you do prosecute, if you do bring a criminal charge, it will have a negative impact on the national economy, perhaps even the world economy. So I called my buddy George Curry, who's a columnist, to get his thoughts on this. Hey, George, this is stunning that essentially all that stuff we saw with these banks, all the stuff they were doing, screwing folks with predatory lending and all these different things, essentially Congress made no changes to it. So the Attorney General is saying we can't even throw these guys in jail because it might hurt the economy.
He's not even saying that, bro. He's not saying throw him in jail. I'm not going to even try to put him in jail. I mean, Eric Holder is Attorney General, not Secretary of Treasury. So while he's concerned about the economy, we all are, his job is to prosecute criminals and criminal institutions, and he's not doing that. And he makes a rationale for it. I mean, these banks, I mean, look, you look at HSBC, for example. Now, they admit to laundering money for drug cartels in Mexico, helping rogue states, helping Saudi Arabia banks linked to terrorist organizations, and they don't even get indicted. And what's criminal about this is these are banks that are being subsidized by taxpayers' money to the tune of $83 billion a year.
A couple of weeks ago, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke was testifying before the Senate Banking Committee, and new Senator Elizabeth Warren was just grilling him on this.
Yeah.
And she said, I thought this was taken care of, and he said, well, we have mechanisms in place to unwind the bank. But she pressed him and she said, you really actually can't change, you really can't change a bank. And so we still are stuck at this situation where these banks are too big to fail. And can you imagine, George, a banker right now saying, well, man, we can go ahead and just do what we want to do because we're so big we can't get prosecuted.
Okay, George, Roland, is it true? Are these banks too big to fail?
No, yes. They're not. If they're too big to fail, break them up.
If you break them up, what's going to happen to the economy and the world economy?
Well, let me give you perfect example. What was happening before they got all these big mergers? We were doing just fine. We didn't have an eruption of the national market. We were doing fine.
You let it happen, and now they're too big to fail.
Well, hold on. First of all, I'm saying that, first of all, they're not too big to fail. I mean, the first thing to do is go back to where we were before we bought the.
You can't go back.
That's not true. That's not true. First of all, you can put in place. You can bring back Glass-Steagall, where you separate commercial banks and investment banks. And here's what's interesting, George. Sandy Weill.
That's going to crash the economy.
No, it's not, Tom. Sandy Weill, who basically put together Citigroup, a mega company. Even he now has come to the conclusion, guess what? The kind of stuff that I did, they are too big.
Well, you got Ben Bernanke saying that we shouldn't continue to subsidize. Think about this, Tom. You pay your house insurance. You pay your car insurance. Mm-hmm. Why should a federal government continue to pay the insurance, taxpayers' insurance, on profitable companies? I mean, put $83 billion in perspective. They're talking about extending Medicare eligibility to another year. That alone would save like $15 billion. We're talking about this one move alone would save $83 billion a year. And if they're serious about it, which I don't think they are in Washington about our budget crunch, this is one thing you would deal with. Mm.
You can break the banks up. And remember years ago when we broke up the baby bells, it can happen.
Without going
but
broke.
But it's different.
No, no, Tom, I'm telling you. But we can. What you can do is you can go back and put in the pieces where you said, guys, you can't just own everything, have an investment house, have you know, have a bank. You can do all those things. They can do it. And the and you have bankers who are saying, well, yeah, it actually can be done, but do they have the courage to do it? The biggest issue here is, again, they are so huge when they are doing wrong, when they are screwing people, essentially, what you're saying is we can't prosecute them. That, to me, is nuts. That's just unbelievable, an unbelievable admission that if you're a consumer, you're saying, man, we could go through again what we went through, Tom, in 2007 and 8, and that is criminal.
It is.
And you can. So, George, do you think the president, do you think Congress will say, wait a minute, if this is the case, we truly have got to do something? Do you think they have the courage?
No, they don't, because the lobbies are very, very powerful. We all know that, and they're not about to touch this. Absolutely not, because this is corporate welfare, and corporate welfare, whether the banks or the oil companies, is going to continue.
Not a single banker went to jail over all the wrongdoing that we saw that basically brought our economy to its knees. Not a single one.
That we're still trying to recover from.
They screwed this thing up, and they all walking around chilling in their private jets and then their town cars and helicopters.
That they write off.
Yes, that's true. That's true. They get to write the private jets off. Right. Yes. George Curry, columnist. We certainly appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
See you later on Washington Watch.
All righty.
The great George Curry. All right,
roll,
Let me go back and watch that movie.
Too Big to Fail.
Too Big to Fail.
Yeah. Oh, stunning. Frontline also had a great show on this, Tom. Great show.